Joaquin Cemetery, Yucatan, Mexico's most colorful graveyard. A unique cemetery visit in Joaquin. Given Mexico's unique relationship with death, it's no surprise that in Yucatan, as in many other parts of the country, we find colorful and unusual artistic and ritual expressions in cemeteries. Even so, the cemetery in the village of Joaquin, not to be confused with Homun, the town famous for its cenotes, has earned a reputation as the most picturesque cemetery in the state. But what makes it so special? Welcome to Joaquin. Joaquin is a small town of just over 4,000 residents, located about 50 kilometers, 31 miles, east of Mérida. Its cemetery welcomes visitors through a modest entrance decorated with floral motifs reminiscent of the embroidery found on traditional hipiles. Once inside, what would otherwise be a space dominated by rows of burial niches is transformed into an explosion of color and unexpected shapes. As you wander through the cemetery, you'll encounter paintings of flowers, angels, doves, and religious figures, but also video game characters, vehicles, and references to personal hobbies. Some mausoleums are topped with miniature versions of Chichen Itza pyramids, while others recreate the Basilica of Guadalupe or the Torre Latinoamericana, one of Mexico City's most recognizable skyscrapers. Every turn offers a new surprise and a glimpse into what may have been meaningful to the person resting beneath each tomb. Burials above ground. In Joaquin and throughout much of Yucatan, it is common for graves to be built above ground since the region's rocky terrain makes excavation difficult. This distinctive style of construction may have inspired the cemetery's former gravedigger, Anacleto Coba Mu, to begin painting and decorating the niches to give them a sense of individuality. Over the more than 50 years he spent working at the cemetery, he continually refined his craft, evolving from simple floral designs featuring bright contrasting colors to elaborate structures, including, say, a multi-story pagoda. His creations eventually became a local tradition, and it is easy to imagine that, over time, families began carefully considering how they would decorate each new tomb. The Joaquin Cemetery itself is not very large. It now includes a newer section at the back, where most of the graves are built closer to ground level, though still beautifully painted, and arranged in a way that resembles a garden. Visitors can comfortably stroll through nearly every path, marveling at the details found along the way. Don Anacleto Coba passed away a few years ago, and while his son has taken over as gravedigger and caretaker, it is clear that many creative hands now contribute to keeping this extraordinary place filled with color while honoring the people who rest beneath these small works of art. Beyond Joaquin. If you find yourself in Joaquin or plan to visit and wonder what else there is to do besides visiting the cemetery, consider stopping by the town's main church, the parish of San Miguel Archangel, St. Michael. Although its facade is relatively understated, the church houses beautiful wooden altarpieces featuring figures such as the Holy Christ of the Transfiguration and Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. As is common in many Yucatecan towns, these religious images are often dressed in traditional attire donated by devotees, so their outfits may be different from one visit to the next. To end the excursion on a delicious note, on your way back to Mérida, make a detour to Tixkokob, home to Pueblo Pibil. This restaurant, named in the Michelin Guide, specializes in preparing some of Yucatan's most iconic dishes using traditional underground pit cooking techniques. Finally, treat yourself to dessert in Nolo, a village just next to Tixkokob, where several stands serve a famous treat known as a timba. Timbas are similar to machacados, a refreshing combination of shaved ice, fresh fruit, and condensed milk, but they also include vanilla and horchata. While several vendors sell them, one of the best-known spots is La Conchita, also known as Las Timbas de Nolo, located on the town's main street. Plan your one-day getaway, Joaquin Cemetery, San Miguel Archangel Parish Church, lunch at Pueblo Pibil, frozen dessert at Las Timbas de Nolo.